At the Samaritan Center in Syracuse, steam rises from trays of hot food as volunteers serve a growing line of people. It's 6 in the morning.
We treat our people that come through the doors as guests, not as another face.
Kitchen supervisor Brenda Mims has served Syracuse's homeless for nearly 3 decades. Executive director Mary Beth Frey says they serve more than 10,000 meals a month and are bracing for a possible 50% jump in the wake of federal cuts.
We'll make more meals, we'll get people through the door, we'll make sure that people are taken care of.
Chief Development Officer Joelle Harleston says they'll also make sure their souls are fed.
When you preserve that dignity, you allow that person to get that momentum forward and you see the success in their life.
5 years ago, Chef Nick Files was homeless, battling a 20-year drug addiction.
I used to come here and eat when I was homeless. That's the only time I ate, and I came in one day to get a resume done, and they offered me a job.
Now sober with a home and steady work, Nick has found his purpose and was recently nominated by the Rescue Mission Alliance for a Hope Award.
This place helps a lot of people and makes them happy for a little while, and I love that.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says efforts like the Samaritan Center are vital but cannot replace federal support.
We're very concerned. The reality is the city of Syracuse, Onondaga County, New York State, we can't fill that gap. The only entity that can is the federal government.
For now, Harleston will focus on her guests, Syracuse's most vulnerable neighbors.
It is about connectivity. It is about relationship. It is about friendship. Come and have a conversation with one of our guests and just you'll forever be impacted.
In Syracuse, Evan Fay, WAER News.